This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop to hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on.
The president firing back on Twitter, saying this. They made up a phony collusion with the Russian story, found zero proof. So now they go for obstruction of justice on the phony story. Nice. He ends it. Here now is Karl Rove, the former senior advisor to President George W. Bush, and Zach Buchanis, a Democratic strategist and former senior DNC advisor. Gentlemen, we're playing ball, as the president said just moments ago, and so we're going to let you play some ball over this issue. Let me bring in Karl first on this. The news broke last night, and it really wasn't that surprising in some ways, Karl. Everyone likes Karl Rove a lot. They're cheering wildly, as you can tell. But the news broke last night that there is this continuing investigation. Something very big is happening on the field right now. We're going to get you to... Oh, it looks like a home run. Big play! Is it a home run? Oh, he's on third. I think he's on third. So, Karl, what do you make of this news that the obstruction of justice investigation is going forward?
Look, I think it's highly unlikely it's going to result in anything. The president is the head of the executive branch. He has unlimited power to order the end of any investigation. As a former DOJ official said to me, if John F. Kennedy told J. Edgar Hoover to stop investigating and wiretapping Martin Luther King, would that have made him guilty of obstruction of justice? No, it wouldn't. He has the authority. He'll pay a political price if he does it, but he has a legal authority to do it. And not only that, but he didn't do it. He said, I hope you'll let him go. Hope is not the same as a demand or an order. And not only that, but the statute, and anybody can Google this, 18 USC 1505, section 1505, says that in order to have obstruction, you have to act in a corruptly. You have to act in a corrupt manner. That would mean that there'd have to be something that the president was trying to hide that personally benefited him. He got part of Michael Flynn's fees from Russia Today for attending the dinner, or from the Turkish businessman for lobbying on their behalf, or some other extremely weird thing that's just not going to happen. I think this is pro forma. I think that having raised the issue, they're going to now just sort of run through it with the three principal people whom the president was supposed to have talked to besides James Comey.
Zach, let me bring you in here. What do you think?
Sure. Well, what he said is absolutely nonsense. I mean, just to use his own analogy, if we're talking about Martin Luther King Jr. being under investigation, the only way it would make sense is if Martin Luther King Jr. was a member of Donald Trump's, on JFK's aides, or was one of his top aides, and then he called off the investigation. In terms of what Karl says about that he just says he hopes that James Comey does something, that's simply nonsense as well, because he actually took action. He fired James Comey. I don't understand the pushback from the White House when he says that they didn't actually do anything, because they actually did something to impede the investigation. He fired the FBI director, and then he said very plainly, not once but twice, the reason why he did it was because of the Russian investigation.
Karl, you want to push back on that?
Yeah, look, first of all, to say that it's nonsense that the President of the United States is the head of the executive branch with the ability to order this is to ignore the Constitution of the United States. I'd recommend my Democrat friend here go read the Constitution. And yes, if John F. Kennedy ordered the end of an investigation, is that somehow different than President Trump if he ordered the end of an investigation? No, it's not. And the fact of the matter is the statute requires corrupt activity, corrupt behavior, corrupt conduct, and you can call that phony all you like, but it's written in black and white in the U.S. Code, 18 U.S.C. 1505. Google it when we finish having this fun exchange.
Poor Zach. I mean, I don't even know why he comes on. I mean, I do. I guess maybe Fox is just trying hard to have a Democratic talking head, but that's about all it is. I mean, he's just so ideologically fixed that you can't even have a reasonable conversation. And but I kind of like how Karl Rove kind of flicked him off like a little flea. You know, why don't you go do some homework and then come back and let's talk about it. And, you know, it's one thing to be passionate, but don't check in your brains in the process that you can't have a reasonable conversation and come back and accuse someone just for having a contrarian viewpoint, like as if it's nonsense, like as if they're nonsensical, I guess. Oh, man. I got to help him a little bit here. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're coming at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Lolo Girl. Yes, Lauren Kitchen Stewart coming up next.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Ladies and gentlemen, lest you forget, got to keep your eyes on the ball here. Stay focused at the job on hand. It's got to be a bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess. Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. I am Bill Martinez. It is time, as promised, for the Lolo Girl. Yes, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker with over 25 years in the media. You know, we get to enjoy her brilliance and her insight every week right here on Bill Martinez Live. How are we doing, Lolo?
Did you just say brilliant?
Yes, of course. What else would I say?
I like that. I mean,
if I talked about how gorgeous you were, then somehow that would be condescending or misogynistic or something like that. I don't know. You know, you got to be careful about what you say to a beautiful woman, you know.
Oh, you're sweet. Well, after my old aunt told me a couple of weeks ago, we're sitting there across from each other, and she said, "You're looking old. You're looking older." And I was like, "Girl, remember to respect your authority. I appreciate any compliment that I can receive."
I can't believe it. But see, this is the way women talk to one another, and it's okay in the sisterhood that they can sit there and say, "Oh, girlfriend, you're looking old." I mean, if a guy says that.
I don't say that to anybody. No, why? No, that's not okay.
I was going to say, isn't it a little weird? Isn't it a little weird if somebody that's older than you calls you, says you're looking old? Can't you just look back at them and be like, okay?
Well, she's like 90. So, you know, I really could have come back, but I just didn't. I thought, Lord, I'm trying to work on not reacting and not being ugly, so I'm just going to shut my mouth. But hard to do.
But you know what happens when people...
You have to say, don't say it.
Yeah, but when people hit 90, you know, they start going Merlin on you. They start living life backwards. They become childlike. You know that.
Okay, that's what I need to tell myself to feel better.
That's what happens. My mother's...
She can't hear. She's like a 2-year-old. She don't know no better.
I'm telling you, she's living backwards. I mean, it starts, you start going, living life backwards. My mother will be 93 next month. And, in fact, I watched this dynamic occur with her mother, who lived to be almost 102. And I saw this interesting switch where the daughter became the mother became the daughter. And I've been observing that with my sister, because I told my sister the same thing. I said, get ready. This is going to happen. And sure enough, it has happened. And I did remind my sister as well. I says, guess who's going to be your mother? And she goes, uh-oh, her daughter. Her daughter. So,
you know, I tell my friends, I'm like, would y'all please remind me when I get older and I give you full permission to speak into my life to make sure I don't become a crabby old lady. I don't want to be some old lady like, rah, 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 rah. I want to be sweet and loving and kind. So whatever you got to put me on and do and put me, make sure I'm sweet and just tell me that. I mean, you need to just straighten up and fly right.
That's
I guess
right.
By that age, you don't care. You're like, I'm going to act how I want to act.
Well, you don't.
These gray hairs and wrinkles.
Exactly. And speaking of hairs, I mean, I could tell the kids, I go, look it, do not let me walk around with hair sticking out of my ears, okay? So you make sure you groom me and you know, take care of me, and that'll go a long way there. Because I, you know, this getting...
And make sure you brush your hair and brush your teeth.
Yeah, exactly. And make all that happen, you know. And that's why I have an electronic toothbrush, you know.
So it will carry it everywhere. Well, my dad looks like Albert Einstein about half the time walking around, and I'll... you know, see him somewhere out and about, and I haven't gone with him. He's gone on his own, and his hair is sticking straight up. So I run over, and I'm like, you know, spitting in my hand and trying to poke it down. So I am watching that after him, and I have said to him, Dad, where's the clippers? We need, we need to get one of those little, and he's like, oh, I don't even notice it. So I'm doing that for him.
Well, good. That's true love. That and when, you know, your eyebrows go crazy, and you look rather, you know, who was that Russian, was not Gorbachev, but his eyebrows, I mean, it was like you'd see him on TV, and they would, like, come through the screen. It was like,
Do they have any spas there?
Yeah, can you, like, trim those things? Trim them, please, okay? Yeah, let's have some decorum.
That's exactly right. But, you know, men have to be careful doing their eyebrows, because if you do them too, you know, they're too, like, manicured for a man, you start looking a little weird.
Yes.
It's kind of better as a man to have to be a little bit disheveled. That's a guy.
Well, that's it, you know, or and make sure, you know, the little men, you don't let the little men go around doing that, because, like my son, you know, then they run around with one eyebrow for a while.
A unibrow.
Yeah. Well, no, he just took one out, you know. He just took it all the way out. I said, well, it's a statement.
It is. And it's nice when you don't care. But when you get to the place you do care, kids remember. You know, they remember when you were the kid with one eyebrow, or the kid that didn't blow your nose, or the kid that always had bad breath. So that's why I tell Channing now. Even though she's just almost eight, I'm like, okay, go brush your teeth, because you don't want to be the one that's like, you know, don't talk to her because she's got really bad breath, because you will never live it down.
That's right.
Even if you're a senior, they'll be going, that's the one with the halitosis, the green fog. So I hope she listens. I don't know if she will or not.
Well, I'm sure she will. She's hey, how's Knox doing? We had some we had the final deal you had to do with Knox today. I say the final deal. This was all about the adoption, right? Can we talk about that?
The courthouse right now. We left seeing the judge.
You put the judge on hold. Say, hey, I got a radio hit. I got to do. Don't worry, you know, Knox, stay there. We'll adopt you later. Here, I got to go talk to Bill Martinez. That's funny.
I pretty much did. I was in with the judge. She's really a beautiful person, and she's all about adoption. And thank you all for adopting this child. And I said, I've got to do a radio show, and we visited with her for so long that there's a room that she was just empty. I go, can I go in there and do the radio show? So I'm in the courthouse right now in a closed room, hoping nobody walks in. But when you adopt a child, it's interesting, but you adopt them overseas, and then you have to re-adopt them when you get them to the United States to give them the name you've chosen for them and to give them the rights of being, even though they're adopted, you still want to give them the rights of being, you know, a citizen of a certain state and this country. So it's a little complicated, but he just had a ball, and he wore his little Chinese outfit that we got for him.
Oh,
and he greeted everybody and shook everybody's hand, and he drew a picture for the judge, and so we waited kind of long. Normally you do this right when you get back, but we've just been so busy, we're like, we have to get around to this. And his name was Lang Chen in China, which basically whoever was working at the orphanage when a child is brought in, whoever is like the director at that moment, they kind of just give them their last name. And in China, if it's Lang Chen, it would be Chen would be the first, and then Lang, I think it was Chen Lang. Their last name is their first, and their first is their last. Mm-hmm. And so when they give them these names, it's not because it means something. It's just like en route. It's just a process. So we wanted to give them.
It's a little bit better than a number.
Well, pretty much. But people, you know, folks go, why don't you keep calling them that name? Well, because that name was not meaningful. Like, we got Channing from Nepal. She was Nisha Balika, which basically meant little girl.
Nisha Balika. So what a great name. Nisha. Balika. Oh, I can see that up on lights in Vegas or something. Nisha Balika. Oh, my goodness.
That's a performance.
Well, that's so Knox is so today is like he officially becomes a citizen in a sense now. Today's
he's Knox Lawrence Stewart, and now he's official. And
total.
I mean, he just loved being here, except his hearing aid wasn't charged properly. So we're looking at people going, they're like, how are you?
So what do you got him plugged into a wall right now or something with his left ear so that he can get it recharged?
Kind of let him just look at people and go, what are they saying?
Well, we got to go to break. Stay out of trouble there while you're in the courthouse. We'll be right back. Lauren Kitchen-Stewart, I'm Bill Martinez live. More from Lauren after this.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it.
The older I get, the more I can see how much you love my mother and my brother and me. And it did the best that it could, and now. see a little more of my father in me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're celebrating Father's Day here, and a little Father Day's music, huh? Oh, gosh, I'll tell you what every dad would love to hear, you know, from their son or their daughters, that, you know, there's a little bit of their dad in them, and they see it, and they love it and cherish it. You know, Lauren, you know, Father's Day is such a special day. You know, your dad is still with you. Your mom passed a number of years ago. My dad passed about 12 years ago. But it's still a special day, you know, for memories, you know, the things that are so special in our hearts because of our parents. And we could only hope that our children, you know, the next generation, you know, that Father's Day is special for them as well.
I have to tell y'all that my father, and Bill knows this, is probably the most awesome man in the world. I mean, he just is so loving, so kind. And I'm just grateful that God let him be my dad, because it made it easy for me to understand the love of the Lord.
Mm.
And it's helped me try to reach out to other people who don't have that. And I've told my dad, look, anybody can adopt you out there that needs a great dad. So any of you listen that need a great dad, my dad would be the best one for you, because he is just so wonderful. He's loving, he's kind. And my mother used to say this, because you were talking about him having attributes like your father. She goes, honey, you were born with two legs coming out of your mouth, just like your daddy, and his clear head. So I got, so the other day I was talking to him, I was like, Dad, why are you saying that to somebody? You don't need to give them all that information. He goes, well, you do it too. And I was like, oh, guilty as charged.
Birds of a feather. See, this is what I love. You know, Southern sayings, you know, you got two legs coming out of your mouth. You're like your father. I mean, it's like...
Not one leg, two.
I know, exactly. See, Mexicans don't talk like that. But people in the South do. It's hysterical. I love it.
One time, my dad was being interviewed for something on local television, something to do with, it was dental week. He's a retired dentist. And I was in California, and I was being interviewed for some magazine out there. And she said, I got up early this morning, and I just prayed and prayed, because I don't know what either one of y'all is going to say or do. That was so scary, because I know how y'all both are, and I just kept saying, Lord, give them wisdom. You know how they are. And she said that really made her nervous, because she thought they're going to tell all the family business, all the stuff they shouldn't be telling. But she would go, honey, you come by it honestly. And I'd be like, well, at least I didn't ask for it. It just happened. I had no control.
Hey, Mom would love this segment that we do every week between you and I, you know. But she'd still be burning novena candles. She'd be on her knees praying, oh, God, please, it's bad enough. I got a daughter. Now I got an adopted son, and he's a knucklehead, too. He's got a couple
feet.
They're all
knuckleheads. Yeah. You get my genetics. Because see, my mother was the opposite. She was so guarded in everything she said that I would be like, Mom, just say it. She goes, well, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, you ain't got time to think. What are you? Just say. She's like, no. No, I'm trying to put a God over my lips. So, yeah, she was very much the epitome of a Southern belle, and I have never been. I kind of came out of the womb like, where's the party? When can I go?
Hey, I'm here. Get out of my way. That's the deal. Well, we need more of your mother, right? We need more of your mother, though, in the discourse. I mean, certainly what's come up this past week, you know, after this shooting, America, the leadership, you know, and they pause for a moment, but they just can't help themselves. And you knew, I mean, because we've done this from time to time, you know, during Obama's administration, he even would come out and say, okay, you know, we need to really tone down the rhetoric and be civil. And then 30 minutes later, he's blasting somebody. You go, well, so much for that attempt. But, you know, that's our humanity. I mean, Paul reminded us, you know, he told us, hey, the very thing we want to do, we don't do, and that which we don't, we do, you know. I mean, we are a lot, aren't we?
Oh, my goodness. I think every night I go to bed, I'm like, Lord, seriously, am I ever going to, like, stop doing that or reacting or saying stuff I shouldn't say? And for the grace of God, there go I. And because of our weaknesses, we know that we're strong only in Him. And I tell people, I'm like, you know, in Him we're royalty. Without Him, we're nasty, filthy rags. And that ain't nothing but the truth.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just
it.
The way it is.
No. Well, last night they had a baseball game. They came together. A crowd, probably the biggest crowd they've ever had in their history, 20 years of raising money, doing this fundraiser there in Washington. Democrats absolutely crushed the Republican 11-2. And, of course, Scalise was, a pretty good player. And with him not being there, you know, maybe advantage went to the Democrats.
That's why the Republicans lost.
That's right. Exactly. We'll blame it on Scalise. That's it. You know, well, what's he doing? You know, hopefully he's healing and healing quickly.
As we continue to
pray, you know. And I heard President Trump's, call and reminder to Scalise and his family that everybody's praying. I wish that was the case, that everybody was. You imagine, Lauren, if everybody in America was praying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, end of story. Yeah. I mean, we'd get beyond this stuff, you know, this partisanship and this bickering and everything like that. And maybe, for all the money that we're paying these knuckleheads, they might get to work and come together and do something. I mean, and what galls me in part, and I will get on my soapbox just a little bit about the Democrats, is they're the ones that created this mess. Whether it's health care, our national insecurity, you know, the border problems, all this stuff, this is all done by the Democratic Party. And they want to sit back and, you know, put their hands on their hips and say, well, we're not helping you. You guys, it's your problem now, and you're going to own this stuff. And, oh, okay, great. Meanwhile, you know, the people out of our treasury, out of our good hard-earned tax money, we're paying for this. And they still get a paycheck every month. They get health care. They're getting haircuts and everything else that goes along with it. And probably now, after this week, they may even get, more security details or something. I don't know.
Well, Robin and I were just talking about the importance of praying for our nation. And I said, you know, after the shootings happened at the ball game, I said, we've got to every morning, every night, pray over our nation and hedge of protection over our leaders. And I think what you just said, most people are having that conversation around the water cooler. Like, you know, it's like the left, they're the ones that are creating the nastiness, the tension, doing things that would never have been allowed if that had been Barack Obama still in the presidency.
Yeah.
You know, and encouraging this anger and this hatred between the parties instead of saying we need to realize we're Americans and where can we find peace in all this. But then, like you said, you know, being critical of the other side, that it's our responsibility. And that's maddening for the American people who are on the side that you and I are on. I mean,
right.
That is so aggravating because you just want to just spit nails, but that's when you have to stop and pray, don't you think? Because it's almost like, what else do you do with the frustration? I mean, we can talk about what we feel, but just say, Father, give us wisdom in what we say and do so we are facilitators of peace in our own life. We can't control them, but we can control who we are.
Well, I'm praying. I'm praying when I'm in those conversations, Lolo, is asking God, what's the word? What's the appropriate word? You know, that word aptly spoken that they need to hear. What's that God word that, you know, you avail yourself? To the kingdom and the kingdom's language as you are even praying, as you're talking to somebody and you're just going, okay, God, what should I say? And I find myself oftentimes in those situations, and because, you know, like you and I have talked about before, sometimes you just want to grab these guys, you know, and just give them a noogie. You know, you're all, you know, it's like this one guy that he was on the other night with Karl Rove, and Fox has him on all the time, and he drives me nuts. I got to say, admittedly, I have a hard time with this guy. But I know that if I had a direct conversation, I'd be in a lot of prayer right at the moment, saying, God, what do I need to say? Because, you know, he is driving me nuts, you know, and he, like he was telling Karl Rove, he goes, that's a bunch of nonsense, you know, what you just said. And all Karl was doing was quoting the Constitution. So.
Exactly, but that's nonsense.
Yeah.
When you come back to saying to people what is the truth, and you're having conversations, and they're flipping off all this information, and it's not fact, and you know what the truth is based on what truly happened, you're just like, what? Why am I having this conversation? And frequently you have to say this, and I've done it over and over in the past couple of weeks. We have got to choose to disagree.
Amen.
And be okay with it.
And let peace reign.
Continue the conversation.
Because time is raining and we're out of time. Okay, you're free. Lauren Kitchens, say goodnight, Lolo. Love you.
This report is brought to you by Alcon. June is Cataract Awareness Month. Cataracts affect more than 24 million Americans over age 40, but many may not fully understand the emotional side of the condition. A new survey from Alcon of about 1,300 people age 60 and older who have had cataract surgery found that cataracts can make people feel annoyed, frustrated, or old. Dr. Lawrence Woodard, medical director at Omni Eye Services in Atlanta and a paid Alcon consultant.
Most people get cataracts at some point in life. It's a natural part of aging. Cataracts can take an emotional toll as you lose the ability to see the rich color and detail of life. But there are treatment options available that can correct cataracts and may reduce the need for glasses at the same time. The Alcon survey found that many respondents agreed they felt happier or more satisfied with their lives after cataract surgery. And you can too.
Make your vision a priority this month. Visit mycataracts.com to learn more.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
To stand up and say it, Bill Martinez live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine. Lord, we need an army of believers. Raise up warriors who will fight on their knees. Lord, call us to battle. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up. Keep fighting the good.
Martinez live.
Back America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, while traditional electricity costs continue to rise, the price of solar has fallen some 67% over the last 5 years. You ready for that? Resulting in more solar power systems coming online. In fact, a new solar project was installed every 84 seconds last year. There's certainly is an appetite for solar nationwide, and according to Pew Research Center, two-thirds of Americans support alternative energy development over fossil fuels, up 5% from December 2014. Yet just between 1% to 2% of electricity generated in the U.S. today comes from the sun. While solar has experienced great growth over the years, increasing by an average of 68% annually for the last decade, the concept is still new to many homeowners, and here to help us understand and to be more solar aware, can we say that, is Whitney Torres, solar energy expert from SunPower. Whitney, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. I mean, this is really good news. I mean, we've been seeing the increases. I mean, solar is becoming more and more pervasive, but we've got a long ways to go yet.
Yeah, it's becoming more and more prevalent, and it's definitely mainstream now.
Mm-hmm. Now, explain to our audience the advancements that they, you know, some may have seen, but just not being totally aware of regarding solar power.
Well, we've seen a lot of advancements. There have been advancements in the aesthetics. They look really fantastic now. Install efficiencies and the cost coming down, like you mentioned, has been incredible.
Now, who's a good candidate for solar?
Well, if you own your own home, that's the first step. And then there are other factors like looking at your roof and looking at shading to make sure that you're a good candidate for solar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, talking to a solar expert can definitely help with that.
Well, and you say a big part of that is, you know, a little bit of planning and, you know, some consulting, which is what you're just suggesting right now. And, you know, to really find out if solar makes sense for you, you need to ask the right questions, right?
Right. Right. Some of the questions that you would want to ask are, you know, you want to evaluate a company that you're doing business with. So, how long have they been around? What kind of warranty do they offer? What product do they offer? What financial products do they offer to help their customers?
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the benefits and the costs of solar.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the benefits are, you know, in addition to the environmental benefits, which are clear, there's no emissions and it's abundant, it's an abundant electricity source. The financial benefits are huge. So instead of spending money every month on your utility bill, which doesn't have much value farther than turning on the lights in the house, mm-hmm. there's you never get that money back. Instead, you can invest in something that has equity, that has a return on investment, and then there's the tax credit. The tax credit is 30% of the system price, and that helps people reduce the check they have to write to Uncle Sam.
Exactly. Now, we're talking about, you know, the improvement of solar. You mentioned the aesthetics. How are the costs? I imagine the costs are starting to come down as well, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So just in the last 5 years, the cost of solar has come down by 67%, which is huge. So I think there's a common misconception that solar is costly, is expensive. Mm-hmm. And really, it's just taking money that you're already spending every month on your utility bill, and instead redirecting it towards something that is an investment and has equity.
Exactly. Now, certainly that is probably ranking up there in terms of the common myths about the investment that's involved in solar energy. What are a couple other myths that are out there?
Well, people ask a lot, am I going to be able to have power at night? You know, am I going to be able to do everything the same as I am now? How is it going to change my lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't. It's exactly the same as the way you're living now, except instead of, you know, 100% grid electricity, now you're going to be powered by the sun.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned earlier, you get the opportunity of reclaiming some energy credits. So it's not just total outgo. You've got some balance here, and you've got some you know, kind of built-in designed income, right?
Right, exactly. Well, so it's a matter of saving on your monthly electricity bill,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the way that it works is that typically a utility has a credit-based system, and so during the daytime when you're producing solar electricity, you're generating credits with your utility, and then at nighttime when you use the electricity, you use the credit.
Exactly.
It's simple.
Wow, that really that does make a lot of sense. Explain, if you would, to our audience the solar installation process, what that looks like.
Right. Well, it's pretty simple. So you find somebody that you want to work with, and you get a quote or an estimate, and then they'll evaluate your home to make sure that everything can be done in the way that the estimate says. And then there's install day. And then after that, the company that you've chosen to work with will pretty much take care of everything. So at SunPower, we're, you know, a full-service company, and so we manufacture the product, we offer the financial product, and then we take care of all the install and then everything that comes after that to get you integrated with the utility. But it's super simple.
Well, when you talk about install day, typically, how much time are we talking about here?
It can take anywhere from maybe 1 to 3 days, depending on the situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, excellent. Yeah. And then you say you're talking about, you know, finding the right company. What makes the right company when it comes to solar? Because I think this was part of the initial challenge. A lot of people got into it early. There was, you know, learning curve expenses I always talk about and experience that have to go through. But, you know, now we're down the road and we've got some mature companies, you know, like yours that are represented here on behalf of consumers. So what do they need to look for in a good solar company?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, how long have they been around? What product do they use? What's the warranty that they offer for that product? What financial products are available from that company? And, you know, just do some research. I mean, you can start your search online. SunPower.com has a blog, which is really great on getting started and what all is involved. But I think that it's something where people can do their research and make their selection.
Now, where can our good folks go for more information there, Whitney?
Well, sunpower.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have all of our information there on the panels that we manufacture and the warranty that we offer financial products. And then check out the blog as well, because there really is some good information in there for people just starting their education process.
Well, one final question as we wrap things up here, Whitney. What do you think the biggest surprise will be for consumers that connect with you?
How easy it is, how smart it is. I think there's a misconception that it's complicated and are difficult and expensive, and it just isn't. And it's come so far, and there's a lot of great information out there, and the benefits just are so fantastic.
Well, there is a reason that, you know, the price of solar has fallen 67% over the last 5 years, as we reinforced, and it continues to increase and become more and more prevalent. This is not your father's solar energy panels anymore. It has come a long way, hasn't it, Whitney?
Right. It really has.
Well, check it out for yourself. Whitney Torres, solar energy expert from SunPower, has been with us. Whitney, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text FOOD or COMIDA to 877-877.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785.
800-430-8785, 800-430-8785, 800-430-8785.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive. Stephen Clifford is with us, served as the CEO for King Broadcasting Company for 5 years and National Mobile TV for 9 years. His previous jobs included Chief Financial Officer for King Broadcasting Company and Vice President for Bankers Trust Company. Has been a director of 13 public and private companies as well. Stephen Clifford, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, good to be here to talk about this topic and about your book, which is one of those things it's really hard-pressed to explain, and maybe that's why you wrote the book, and that has to do with the compensation of top CEOs, during particularly the last, administration, the last 8 years. It seems the CEOs won at every turn. We see repeatedly the huge payouts to CEOs, and meanwhile, we're in the midst of a languishing economy, high unemployment, regardless of these job numbers that they try to tell us. We know reality on Main Street. It's disturbing, and it really just serves to provide narrative, added narrative to this haves and have-nots kind of scenario we have in this country.
Well, it not only provides narrative, it's, in fact, I believe, causative. I believe one of the reasons that the average working person has not gotten a raise in real income, inflation-adjusted income, since 1980, is the fact that CEOs have gotten a tenfold increase. And I think those two are very related. And well, so I think it's not just obscene pay. I think it's causing a lot of harm to a lot of people.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, because then here it is, we get this argument of the top 1% and the noted greed here. Even David Stockman was on with us, several months back, and said, Bill, you know, there hasn't been, you got to really think about, there has not been one net bread, what he would define as a bread-winning job in America since 2000, which adds credence, you know, to what you just said in terms of what's not happened, you know, since the 80s. So the everyman has taken it on the chin.
Absolutely, absolutely. And a large part of that is due to what I call a CEO pay machine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in 1978, CEOs in this country were making, when I say CEOs, I mean Fortune 500 CEOs. Mm-hmm. They were making 26 times what the average worker makes. Today, they're making 350, and if you include their stock options, 550 times what the average worker makes. By the way, in Japan today, that ratio is 16. So either CEOs today are worth 20 times what their predecessors were, or 30 times what Japanese CEOs are worth, or something's gone terribly wrong. And I think mm-hmm. something's gone terribly wrong.
Yeah, and the thing that's amazing is that it affects everything. I mean, even at the federal level, our government, the way it operates, it looks at some of these scales and says, well, you know, if they can make that kind of money, why shouldn't the federal government, you know, they may look at it and say, the American people are getting such a deal. Well, I don't know that we're getting such a great deal when we're $20 trillion in debt. And we've been arguing all this morning here that, you know, you've got the senator and congressman still getting their pay and their health care. Everything's rolling along okay for them. But Main Street America is without a job, and they're not even sure what doctor they can go to right now.
That's right. And, you know, the irony of the CEO pay is that it has nothing to do with the market. This is, companies don't bid for other companies' CEOs.
Mm-hmm.
So this, it's a administered, rigged system that CEO pay consultants put in. So when I say there's no market, if you, in these large companies, less than 2% of the CEOs were CEOs of another public company prior to becoming a CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Jumps between one company and another happen less than once a year. 75% of all CEOs are internal hires. And the reason they're internal is that to be an effective CEO, you have to know a tremendous amount about one company.
Mm-hmm.
Its history, its culture, its personnel, its exactly. finances, its marketing, etc. And those skills and that knowledge you get as an internal candidate, but they're not worth much outside that company. And so companies don't rate each other for CEOs. There's not a market for CEOs. CEOs seldom jump to another company, and when they do, by the way, they're usually failures because they don't understand that company very well.
Mm-hmm.
So here you have this insane pay, and all these people saying, oh, isn't the free market wonderful? And then they neglect the free market completely when it comes to how they pay their own CEO.
Now, you're saying this is being done by the consultants. Explain to our audience how this works, Stephen.
Well, it's very complicated, but basically, the consultants, if to 1980, from Second World War to 1980, CEOs were paid like everybody else. They were kept at about 20 to 25 times the average worker's pay, and every year they got a raise that was roughly equivalent to what everybody else in the company got. Then the pay consultants came in and said, we've got a whole new way to do this. This idea of, you know, internal equity, that what CEO makes should be in line with what other people makes, we're going to throw that out. And what the CEO's pay should be based on is what other CEOs are paid. So they started with this idea that you have a peer group. So a company, the first step in this process is a company selects its group of peers, supposedly companies that are of equal size and complexity. In fact, what it is they select companies that have very highly paid CEOs. So you start off with a high base. Then the second step is a company decides where do we rank within this peer group? Well, mm-hmm. every company lives in Lake Wobegon. So they generally rank themselves at the 75th percentile. So now right. the CEO is paid at the then negotiates bonus measures and targets with the comp committee, and the CEO is in a very good negotiating position, and he will surpass these targets 80% of the time and, you know, double the amount that was targeted for his pay. And this, and then wonderfully, this huge pay that he has just received goes back into the peer groups of all his peers. They immediately get a bump because he got a big
exactly.
pay.
Exactly, sure.
And then because their pay went up, his pay will automatically go up next year. So what you've got is this giant game of leapfrog, which is assured to make CEO pay rise at skyrocket while the average guy gets nothing.
And, I mean, what about the boards? You know, they have a responsibility to the stockholders. They just go along with this? I mean, this is just the way it is, and, you know, there's no pushback on this? I mean, this is absolutely ludicrous, it would seem on its face.
It is ludicrous, and, you know, there's absolutely no justification for it, but boards are going along with it because, you know, one, the CEO, he's a good guy. He's the captain of the team. He may have invited them on the board. Two, he has all the information. They have no staff, no institutional memory. So, three, I don't think this ever motivates anybody, but it just so happens that board compensation, board fees, and CEO pay are highly correlated. So the more he gets paid, the more a board fee is. And that these companies, you're talking about annual board fees of $250,000 to $400,000 a year. It's not an inconsiderable amount. But I think the biggest cause of not asking any questions is, hey, everybody does it this way. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, the consultants have come in and said, this is the way we do it, and everybody does it this way.
So how much trouble are you getting yourself into by bringing light to this? I mean,
I'm an old man. They can't, you know, they can't do anything to me now.
So you've gone to enough cocktail parties. You know, one less cocktail party isn't going to hurt your feelings, right?
You know, I don't think I'm going to go back to any Harvard Business School reunions. But other than that, I don't think my life. You know, it's not going to affect my golf game very much.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm having a good time because I think this is an important issue. I think it's not just obscene pay. The fact is that it is hurting a lot of people, and mm-hmm. I think it's got to be reformed.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, is that the takeaway for us should be is that, yes, whenever you have this inordinate imbalance, something has to suffer. And we're talking the everyman, the worker who is putting in their hard-earned time and productivity. It is at their expense, not to mention the consumer, because it always seems for those companies that are involved with consumers, it always comes back to the consumer as well, right?
Well, you know, you mentioned productivity, and it's interesting. From the Second World War to about 1980, the average wage was tightly linked to increases in productivity. So as the economy improved and productivity improved, the average worker got paid for it.
Right.
Since 1980, productivity has continued to increase.
Yeah. Well, Stephen, we got to leave it there, but thank you very much. We got to have you back. Stephen Clifford on Bill Martinez Live.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
It's a no-brainer.